Hello and welcome. This guided meditation is something that I've created for the holiday season that we find ourselves in, but it's something that you can return to anytime when things feel busy, maybe overwhelming, when you might have some anticipatory anxiety about certain situations that you're headed into, when emotions are high. And we're going to work with grounding the body, coming into present time, connecting to ourself with so much compassion and presence. And it's from that place that we can really be present with others, make our best choices, and keep our heart open to ourself and to those around us. So letting yourself fully be here in this moment, celebrating that you've taken this moment to really be with yourself, to turn inward, to take care, to be present, and to help organize and stabilize your life force so that you can live in the most aligned, joyful way possible for you right now, in the midst of your life. So let's start by taking a few moments and really feel the points of contact with the earth underneath you. And feeling your breath moving in your body. The wonderful thing about noticing these two things is that they're always there the moment that you bring your awareness back into your body. You can always feel points of contact with the earth and the loving, ever-present force of gravity holding you. And your breath is always there, moving in your body, however you are. It's always there. So turning toward these two resources that bring us into the present moment and into our grounded connection with the earth. And these two resources are going to be with you in every situation, every event, around every person that you will ever be around, and so you can always access them. But in this silent, still moment of meditation, of turning inward, we're enhancing that relationship, we're remembering it, cultivating it, so that when you need it, it will be right there. You will remember to resource yourself. So bringing yourself into present time through the awareness of breath, moving in the body, through the surrender of any tension or holding that you're feeling in your body down into that rooted connection with the earth. Bringing your life force into this moment of your precious life. This moment is all we really have. One of my favorite quotes from Byron Katie, she says, "If you want shame and guilt, get a past. If you want fear and anxiety, get a future." And what she's really pointing to is that whenever we go into the past or the future, our mind can do all sorts of tricks with us and all sorts of disturbing emotions often arise. That dance of hope and fear that we do as human beings. And it can be very, very empowering to just come into this moment of your life. Where you have choice and agency and awareness, and just settle into what's here. So let yourself settle. Even if you feel agitated or busy, welcome all those feelings and energies in the body. Let them all be here in your grounded body and in your breath. However you are feeling, you can befriend yourself and befriend what's present in you right now. Allowing yourself to be however you are, free from judgment. And let the support of the earth hold you. And let the movement of your breath heal you. I invite you to start making your exhales a little longer than your inhales. Clearing the residue of the past out of your body with each exhale. Feeling your grounded connection with the earth dropping deeper, wide and rooted. We're going to take 12 breaths, about 90 seconds, to just be with yourself, your feelings, the energy in your body, whatever's present, any anticipation, any fatigue, any agitation, just let it be there. Fully allow it to be there as you breathe for 90 seconds. Such a powerful practice we call the 90-second rule of just letting whatever is here be here fully for that amount of time. And then see what happens. That's about 12 breaths, so please begin. Breathing in your low belly, letting whatever is here be here. Fully being with what is for this period of time. With as much kindness and allowing as you can. And as you allow, there's even more room inside you to let whatever feelings are here just be here and letting them move. And free themselves as you breathe. Letting whatever is here be here, allowing it to dissolve in your breath and in your low belly. There's so much room inside of you in your open mind for things to change. If we can stay present with what is. We can't change other people, but we can change how we relate to what's arising, and that is an incredibly powerful gift. Well done. That was it. 90 seconds. You did it. Full breaths. Exhale longer than the inhale. Letting yourself settle even more into the grounded connection underneath you. And I invite you to take your seat in the middle of your life, whatever is going on for you right now. You are always able to connect to resource and well-being. It's always there inside your breath. In your connection with the earth underneath you. And with the light inside and around you that's always there. take a few moments and I invite you to say this prayer inside your body. I consciously release any and all energy that does not belong to me or serve me. I bless it and I let it go. I consciously release any and all energy that does not belong to me or serve me. I bless it and I let it go. And I consciously return to me any and all of my life force from any person, situation, or event. Blessed and purified, all of my life force is in my breathing body in this moment. And it is so, just knowing that that prayer is automatically actualized because of your will, because of your presence. And that it's your life. This is your body, your awareness. I love the quote from Eleanor Roosevelt where she said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." So just really owning that sovereignty of your awareness and your space and your body, taking your seat in the middle of your life, feeling the earth underneath you, and allowing yourself to be well, to be enough, to be safe, right here in this moment, because you are present for yourself, because you are loved and you are supported. And as much as you can, allowing yourself to rest into that support. The rooted connection of the earth underneath you. That everlasting, enduring, bright light inside of your heart center and your awareness. The bright presence of your central channel, which runs through your spine and in the space behind your spine, that's like a column of light that's always there. The portal through which your spirit, your presence, your awareness comes into your body and expresses itself through your human life. Feeling all this luminous support in and around you. Perhaps you can also feel the support of your guides, your angels, your protectors, and those that love you in this life so cleanly, so strongly. Really receiving all that care and luminosity inside and around you. Marinating in it for a few moments, wherever you feel it's coming from. And as you let it saturate you and nourish you, letting your heart open a little more if possible, just bringing more breath into your heart center and into your rooted connection with the earth, letting these resources grow stronger. They're always there. We're just remembering that right now. If your mind starts to rush ahead into an anticipated moment or an interaction with a particular person that you're nervous about or your endless to-do list, just notice, celebrate that you noticed, and bring yourself back. You can breathe the thought in, breathe the fear in, breathe your life force in, and just let it dissolve into the light that's inside and around you. Let this light that you're discovering inside your heart space and in your grounded connection with the earth, and possibly also in the support that's arriving from outside of you, from loved ones, from your guides, from your guardians, from your central channel, whatever you feel in this moment is wonderful. Letting that resource you. So that no matter what situation you are in the coming days, you can always find your seat right in the middle of your present moment, in the middle of your body, the mandala of your life. And that seat is always there holding you in your enoughness, in your wholeness, no matter what's going on around you. No matter how much it seems like you have to do in order to be okay, you are already okay as long as you remember to come back to yourself, to your breathing body, to find the resource of your seat that's always here. You can find that seat even in the middle of a very intense family dinner or in traffic. Or in the stillness of being alone. Your rooted connection is always here, ready to hold you and support you. Breathe into your body as you feel that connection and that light. And I invite you to bring your breath into your heart center and feel the warmth and the opening there towards yourself to start with. Towards however you are in this moment. I'll read you a short poem from Hafiz called How Did the Rose? How did the rose ever open its heart and give to this world all of its beauty? It felt the encouragement of light against its being. Otherwise, we all remain too frightened. So let the rose of your heart nourished by this grounded connection and the light in and around you, just start to open no matter what situation you find yourself in. No matter what's going on around you, you can always open to yourself. Take your seat, drop your roots deep. And let who you really are, which is this light inside of you and in your heart, be present, no matter what. You can always find that resource of enoughness deep inside this space. And the more we practice connecting with it in these still, quiet moments of meditation, the more palpable and available and second nature it becomes to find it when things are hard. when we are busy, when the waves are big. So my invitation to you is to continue to find your seat and the breath of your luminous heart in the bustle of the holiday, or perhaps the aloneness and the grief of the holiday season, whatever life brings to you, that you always have this resource. Holding you, keeping you safe, loving you every moment of every day. Taking a few cleansing breaths. And as we finish this meditation and you journey out into your world, may the light of your heart, the blooming rose of your well-being, and the deep root of your seat hold you always and remind you that you are enough. And you have so much beauty to give this world. Be well.